USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says that North Korea fired two short-range missiles over the weekend. The launch is coming days after the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un issued a warning to the United States over joint military exercises with South Korea. President Biden briefly addressed the launch Tuesday after a speech in Columbus, Ohio, saying that they've learned that not much has changed in the Kim regime. The Biden administration had reportedly reached out to the North Koreans in February, but attempts at communication were rebuffed. And Texas has become the latest state to open its eligibility for COVID vaccinations to all adults. Health officials in the state announcing Tuesday that all Texans will be eligible for a shot starting Monday, March 29th. The state is also launching a website that will make it easier to sign up for an appointment for a vaccination. Officials say they're expecting vaccine supplies to increase next week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz has introduced a measure aimed at combating gun violence. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease, to stop them from getting firearms.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Senate has confirmed Dr. Vivek Murthy as President Biden's Surgeon General by a 57-43 vote. Murthy previously served as Surgeon General under President Obama beginning in 2014 through the beginning of President Trump's administration in 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senators are focused on deadly gun violence after two mass shootings in the United States in the past week. Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin opening a hearing calling the crimes unspeakable.
I could ask for a moment of silence for the mass shooting in Boulder last night, but in addition to a moment of silence, I would like to ask for a moment of action.
The Illinois Democrat arguing effective legislation to curb deadly gun violence is long overdue. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says any gun control legislation must be bipartisan.
The two background check bills recently passed by the House passed on votes that were virtually party line. That is not a good sign that all voices and all perspectives are being considered.
The basketball world is mourning the loss of a true legend.
Basketball legend Elgin Baylor has passed away. Baylor spent 14 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, averaging a double-double for his career, earning 11 All-Star selections, and making 8 trips to the NBA Finals, but never winning a title. After retiring in 1971, Baylor went into coaching, leading the New Orleans Jazz from 1974 to 1979. Baylor was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1977. He then transitioned into the front office, spending 22 seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers as the team's vice president of basketball operations. He was named NBA Executive of the Year in 2006. Baylor was 86. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narok.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.